The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Smokers, here is a simple yet conclusive color test, a dependable guide used by experts to determine which tobacco is best. Yes, and it proves beyond question the superiority of Raleigh cigarettes. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other cigarette. You'll see at a glance the tobaccos in Raleighs are unmistakably more golden in color. Experts will assure you that these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. There is proof beyond a dispute that Raleighs do give you the very finest quality. And not one alone, but 31 of these superior tobaccos go into Raleighs, blending their rich seasoning qualities into one distinctive flavor. No other cigarette can boast a more careful blend. No other cigarette gives you Raleigh's unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for dozens of luxury premiums, cash, or the equivalent in war stamps. Yes, indeed, it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Get Raleigh cigarettes. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. That's our armed forces in the audience tonight as our guests. Well, thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Red. Red, what's the good nerd, anyway?
Good nerd?
Yeah.
Well, Truman, this is National Newspaper Week, so let's take time out and pay tribute to our newspaper.
Good idea, huh? Red. Good idea. They really do a swell job.
You said it, boy. They finally got Dick Tracy away from that dam.
You know, Red, there's more to a newspaper than just the comic sheets.
Yeah, when they do that.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, what a kick I used to get out of throwing the papers, missing the porches.
Yeah, you know, I'll never forget one guy on my route. Was he a fast reader?
Fast reader?
Yeah, before the paper even landed, he would read the whole thing, fold it up, and give it back to me.
Gosh, Red, who was he?
Henry J. Kaiser. What scraps we used to have when we were kids. We used to fight over to see who'd get the best route, you know. One day I came home with every other tooth missing.
Every other tooth missing. Yeah. That must have been tough.
Yeah, it came in handy, though, whenever my mother wanted to scallop the edges of a pie.
Tell me, Red, what paper did you sell?
I sold the Vincent Sun.
Say, that must have been quite a newspaper.
Yeah, I'll say it was, boy. It was printed on white paper with white ink.
Wait a minute, Red. White ink on white paper?
Yeah, that was for rainy days. It was too soggy to read anyway.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Ozzie. Hey, did you sell newspapers when you were a kid?
No, I was strictly a magazine man.
Oh, Ladies' Home Companion?
No, but my father was.
Say, I'll bet you used to get in some good fights when you were the other newsboys, didn't you?
No, I always wore glasses.
Oh, weak eyes, eh?
No, weak fists.
Oh, those were the good old days, though. And the nights weren't bad either. I remember how I used to run home every Saturday night with my 65 cents.
And put it in your piggy bank?
No, lose it to my old man in a crap game. Hello, Harriet. We were just talking about kids with newspapers.
Oh, when I was a kid, it was my job to wrap the newspaper around the canary's cage every night.
Hey, that was my job, too. Hey, one day I stuck the paper in the cage upside down, see? And the poor canary nearly went nuts trying to find out if Hoover was elected.
Say, Red, somebody told me your name was in the paper last night, so I read it clear through to the last page.
Was my name there?
Yep, I finally found it in the personal column.
Personal column, huh? What did it say?
It said, lost, beautiful Irish setter, mahogany color, answers to the name of Red.
You know, I love those columns. They're really great. I saw one just the other day. It says, gentleman with car wishes to meet lady with retread. P.S. That's tires, not face.
Mr. 5'5", he's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5'5", got 15 chins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hef fat, he be Mr. 5'5". That man can really jump it for a fat man. He's solid murder, Jack, there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5'5", he's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
Mr. 5'5", got 15 chins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hef fat, he'd be Mr. 5'5". That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5'5", he's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
And the boys knocking out Mr. Rose O'Day.
How are you, wonderful Smith? Say, what's new?
Mr. Skelton, could you loan me $10 on my last month's salary?
Oh, wait a minute. I pay you every week and good money.
Yes, sir, it's very good money. But do you think there'll be a Confederacy again?
Well, wonderful, where have you been, huh?
Well, I got a job on the side, Mr. Skelton, but yeah. I can't stand it.
You can't.
I'm all wore out.
Yeah, how long have you been working?
I start tomorrow. But I've been pretty busy, though, with that Stop the Rumor campaign.
Stop the Rumor campaign? Is that so? What have you done?
Well, a fella out of a boarding house was making eyes at my gal.
Yeah.
I sure stopped that rumor.
What'd you do?
I give him a Central Avenue sandwich.
Central Avenue sandwich? What's that?
A neck between two slices of razor. I feel kind of bad about Miguel. Oh, she come up north on the Greyhound.
Say, that's quite a bus ride.
What bus ride? This was a real Greyhound.
You mean to tell me that your girl rode up here on an animal?
Yes, sir. Anybody want to buy a swayback racing dog?
She sounds like quite a gal. What does she do?
Oh, she's a spit welder over at Lockheed.
Spit welder? You mean spot welder, don't you?
Just wait until the next P-38 flies overhead. You'll find out.
Well, you know, since the war, people are working at jobs that they never knew anything about before. Now, you take Clem, the fellow from the country. I hear he has a job now as a night watchman in a bank. Well, here I am. Well, I'm a night watchman in the Hope and Trust Company. Boy, and being a night watchman is no fun. I get tired of talking to myself all the time. Especially when I get such stupid answers. There's that old time clock. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Sometimes I wish it would go tock-tick, just see what would happen. Well, I guess it's time to punch the clock. Must have punched it too hard. Oh, well, I didn't like its face anyway. Uh-oh, somebody's trying to get in.
Hello, Clem.
Well, what's the matter, little pumpkin? You look a little sad.
Well, Clem, I feel like quitting this scrub woman's job.
Yeah, what for?
Well, this new mop don't clean very good.
Well, maybe you better go back to dipping your head in the pail and nose diving around. Here, let me help you clean up around here.
Are you sure you're strong enough?
Well, sure, I'm sure. Here, feel my muscles. Go ahead.
Say, I bet you eat lots of jelly, don't you?
Oh, the telephone. I'll get it. Hello, this is the bank. Okay, goodbye.
Who was it?
It was the bank president. He told me he was sitting at the table talking to the folks, and all of a sudden he realized that he didn't set the burglar alarm, so he's coming right over. He talks pretty fast, you know.
Gosh, thank you. You know, I'd be scared if you wasn't here, Clem. You're such a good watchman.
Yeah, I know. There's nobody who can watch like me because my head turns all the way around. Look, I'll show you.
Why, Clem, that's wonderful.
Really?
Now unwind it.
Okay. Oh, doggone, I broke my mainspring again. You know, Daisy June, it's nice just sitting here holding your hand in mine.
Oh, Clem, that's the soap you're a-holding. This here's my hand.
Oh, give it to me. Give me back the soap, will you?
You know, that burglar alarm worries me. Why, a man could sneak right in here and rob the bank. Clem, somebody's climbing in that window, and he looks mighty suspicious.
He does?
Sure, look what he's got to cover in his face. A mask.
Yeah, well, ask him about that. Hey.
What do you want?
How's Tonto?
Quiet, you.
Say, we've been expecting you. It's a good thing you remembered that burglar alarm ain't set, boy. Somebody go to rob the bank.
Hey, did you say the burglar alarm isn't set?
That's what I said.
Well, I'll have to open the safe and set it. Now, let me see. I'll need my blowtorch, my drill, my jimmy.
Clem, this guy's a crook.
Oh, you know.
What would a president of a bank be a-doing with a jimmy?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Even the president of the United States has a jimmy.
Hey, you're a mighty pretty girl. I'll just kiss you for good luck, eh?
Clem! Ain't you gonna do something? Stop him! Stop him!
Nope, never interfere with a wolfie. That's my motto.
Now look, sweetie, when I rob this bank, see, that you and me spam together.
I knew he was a crook. Well, for Pete's sake, do something, Clem.
Anything?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just knock my knees together.
Now, what good did that do?
I don't know, but it feels good.
Clem! Clem, look, he's getting away!
Well, let him go. Good riddance.
I'll stop him. Where's my broom?
Here, now, take it easy, Daisy June.
There, you bad robber. Take that. And that.
Take it easy. I ain't the broom.
Well, so what? We knocked him down, didn't we?
Well, so we did.
Hey, what's going on in my bank?
Hey, we just caught a crook. Look.
Well, so you did.
So we
Clem,
did.
You're going to be rewarded for this.
Oh, yeah?
Name your price.
$100.
$100? What for?
Well, Lana Turner's going through here on a war bond drive, and if you buy $100 bond, she'll give you a kiss.
Oh, Clem, what do you want to kiss her for?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Then we have a lady and her little boy. He wants to earn some pocket money, so he's taking a soapbox and open up a lemonade stand. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean widow Ken.
Junior.
Hello, Mommy.
How on earth did you get so dirty?
Well, me and that widow girl next door were playing house down in the coal bin. Then we start throwing the furniture at each other. Hey, what you doing, Mommy?
I'm washing the windows.
Hey, I know a quick way to clean the windows.
You do?
Sure.
How?
First you take a rock, and then... It's simple once you know how. Hey, come on out in the kitchen, Mommy. Can I borrow a dishpan?
What for?
Well, I open up a lemonade stand out in front of the house. I want to make myself an easy dime.
Just a moment. Where did you get the lemons?
Well, I could answer that, but it would only lead to Biff Bam Boom.
Never mind. Where did you get the lemons?
I got it with that quarter I found last night.
Oh, did you find a quarter last night?
Yes, I same one you lost last night.
Junior, you told me you couldn't find it.
I couldn't until you stopped looking. And then I moved me widow foot, and there it was. Hey, can I borrow that pan, Mommy?
Now, you let that pan alone. You have one pan full of lemonade now.
Okay. Gee, it's dark in here. What happened to that electric light bulb that used to be in this socket?
Junior, get away. Don't stick your finger in there.
Oh, I electrocuted me with a body. I want you to me with a body.
You didn't electrocute yourself. It barely tickled you.
Well, what do you know? Me widow ears lit up.
Why don't you be good? How many times have I told you about things like that?
I don't know. I thought you would keep in score.
Now, you go on outside.
Okay.
Oh, look, I see somebody coming down the street.
Oh, boy, a customer. I ain't gonna make the money.
And don't slam the door. You might break the glass.
Okay. Might cheater. Lemonade, lemonade, ice cold lemonade.
What are you selling there, Sonny?
Why don't you pay attention?
Oh, lemonade. Is it fresh?
Yes, it is.
Well, what are those crumbs floating around the top of it?
Well, I didn't have any sugar, so I put in a couple pieces of cake.
Tell me, how much is it?
It's a nickel and a dime.
What's the difference?
Well, with a 10-cent glass, we notify you folks.
What about the 5-cent glass?
Oh, we just kick a little dirt over you.
Well, I can tell you're only kidding, aren't you?
You don't know me very well, do you, sir? Well, here's your glass.
All right, thank you. Here goes.
Okay. I can fake it at me. Don't make fake it at me.
Stuff sour.
It is?
Pour it on those bushes there.
Well, what for? The bush not doing anything to me. Hey, look, I'll go in the house and get you some sugar and sweeten it up a little bit. Oh, the sugar, uh-oh.
Junior? Did you break something?
Meow. Meow.
Oh, that darn cat again.
It always worked. It always worked.
Junior, look, you can stay out for 10 minutes, and then you have to come in and take your nap.
Okay, I take the man in sugar now. Oh, the sugar man. Well, where'd he go?
Meow.
Oh, look, a kitty cat. Come here, kitty. Come on. Here, you want a drink of lemonade? Come on, I owe you a drink on account of this morning I drank you saucer of milk. Come on, I'll hold you up by your tail.
Here. Here, stop scratching me. Get away.
Ah, look what you done. You fell with me, womanay. Get out of there. I said drink it, not take a bath in it. Look at him swim. Oh, a customer. Gap, gap, gap.
What are you selling, my little man?
A timed out wonder.
Oh, lemonade.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Huh?
Is it good?
It's the cat whiskers.
Well, I'll have one glass.
Okay, here it is, but drink it fast.
Thank you. Oh, I can't see without my glasses on. You just open my purse and take out a nickel, will you?
Now, he ought to know better than that.
I don't know why this tastes so strangely.
But we do, don't we, folks? It's the cat's fault.
Do you mean to say there was a cat in there?
In there? He's still there. Look at him swim!
What makes him swim so much?
I don't know. I guess the ice cubes keep him going.
Oh, goodbye.
Okay, I wonder what I could do to make this stuff taste better. Nobody likes it. I know what I will do. I will put some of Pop's medicine in it. That stuff that makes him think he's Orson Welles. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I know. Why were you hiding it in this bush over here?
Oh, boy.
It's right, too, boy. It's really right. Now, it's all set, but no customers. I will stand out in the middle of the street and force a car to stop. That's what I will do. Must be a tourist. He missed me. Uh-oh.
Junior, get out of the street. Car might run over you and ruin the tires.
Okay. Don't yell at me. It scared me, too.
Oh, now see what you've done. Here comes the policeman. Oh,
hello, folks. Oh. Well, what have we here? Lemonade stand.
Yeah.
May I have a glass?
Sure. Now to see what pop stuff has done for the time. Brace yourself. Drink it down.
Okay. Hallelujah! Where did you get those delicious lemons? Hey, what's in this anyway?
Here, let me taste it.
Well, I'll be right back, folks.
Junior, where are you going?
I'm going in the house and get the music on the radio and make some sandwiches, because this is how them Hollywood parties start. Show Day played, believe me. What do you say?
Say, Red, speaking of folks who have jobs they never had before, I'm a book salesman now.
Is that so, Truman?
Yes, Red. It's very interesting work, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, in one of my books, it said that King Tut journeyed to darkest Africa and came upon a weird tribe of savages. Oh. And as he approached them, he heard in the distance their strange native chant like this.
I'm seven. Baby needs new shoes.
You know, I think I met those natives last night.
And then King Tut was amazed at the reaction of the tribal chief. The king presented him with bags of gold, fine silks and rich colors, hundreds of expensive gifts. But do you know what that tribal chieftain said?
No, what did he say? As if though I didn't know. We've been doing this for about 3 hours.
Well, Red, he said, Ugh, slog, boogoo.
He didn't. Right in front of everybody? What does that mean?
Fully translated, it means, all I want is Raleigh cigarettes. All your gifts are found in Raleigh's. First, Raleigh's more gold and tobaccos. You can even see that Raleigh's more golden by comparing the open ends of a pack of Raleigh cigarettes with any other brand.
Hmm. Is that all he said in one sentence?
That's not all. Second, he said the smoothness and richness of the fine silks are found in Raleigh cigarettes because no less than 31 fine tobaccos go into Raleigh's exclusive blend.
Windy old bird, ain't he? I'd like to get him to write a telegram for me sometime.
And third, the chief said the valuable coupons that come with Raleigh cigarettes get him all the expensive gifts as an extra value. Really luxury premiums, dozens of things.
Say, who wrote this history book you read, Truman?
I did. How do you like it?
Oh, it's all right. The part about Raleigh's is true, but all I can say is hooka bugga bugga.
What does that mean, Red?
Well, fully translated, it means get the pack with a coupon on the back, or you know who will get the sack. Now, getting back to people working at things that they know nothing about, we have J. Newton Numskull, the gentleman hobo. He always knows an easy way to make the money.
Taxi, 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 mister.
No, I'm a human being. Sorry, Bob. Hey, could you tell me where I am?
Yeah, sure, you're at 46th Street and Broadway.
Never mind the details. What city is it? Say, don't you remember me?
No, I don't think so. So you haven't been imbibing, have you?
Imbibing? No. You don't get this way from tilting pinball machines.
Hey, wait a minute. I do know you now. You're J. Newton Numskull, a gentleman hobo.
Yeah.
When did you get into town?
Oh, not long ago. I've been standing on this corner for an hour waiting for a girl to come by and drop her handkerchief.
What for?
I got a cold.
You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, J. Newton. Just look at you. You're all run down.
I'm in as good a shape as you are, and believe me, that ain't saying much.
Yeah, then why are you standing on your knees?
Listen, my feet get tired.
Where you been, San Quentin?
Yep.
What was it this time, Newt? Forgery?
Yep. I couldn't remember whose picture went on them $10,000 bills.
Well, whose picture's supposed to be on them?
I don't know. But the FBI convinced me it wasn't Mickey Mouse.
What are you doing in town, J. Newton?
Well, I came up here to see my old girl. You know, I've been over to her house for supper. We've sat around for hours eating olives.
Well, didn't you just blow kisses at each other?
No, just the pits.
Where are you heading, J. Newton?
Down to the post office. I bought me some new mail order teeth.
Well, what's in that package under your arm?
That's my lunch. You see, the teeth came COD.
Oh, you're going down to get them out, huh?
No, I'm broke, but the postmaster's a nice guy, and he lets me eat my lunch there.
Well, I'll see you later. I got to cruise around and pick up some fares. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I think I'll pick up some fares, too. I'll go in the taxi business. Taxi!
Did I hear you say taxi?
That you did. That you did.
Well, all right. Take me to the Grand Central Station.
Okay, hop in.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Where's your car?
Well, I had a taxi once, but the rubber shortage came and no tires. And I was running around on my rims.
That's sort of noisy, wasn't it?
I'll say it was so noisy you couldn't hear the pedestrians yelling for help. Boy, it made such deep ruts in the street that trolley cars used to follow me home at night.
I know, but if you have no cab, how are you going to take me to the station?
Hop on, brother. You're going piggyback.
What about my luggage?
Stick it on the back. I'm using my grandmother's bustle for a trunk rack.
Oh, you're a human taxicab.
That's me, brother. Pardon me.
What's that?
Cheap gas. Come on, hop on, buddy.
What do I hold on to?
Well, if you don't overdo it, you can use my Adam's apple for a saddle horn.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm on.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, careful now. You almost hit that pedestrian.
Yeah, too bad we're in a hurry. I'd go back and trample on him. Hey, look out. Look what's coming. Run for your life. Run.
Now, what's the big idea of running inside this house?
Didn't you see it?
See what?
A woman driver. It's okay to go out now. She found a parking space.
Don't anyone leave this room if you smoke a pipe. Listen.
Pipe smokers, for the very best in smoking tobacco, get Sir Walter Raleigh. It's smooth and mild, packed with a rich, nut-like mellowness. Sir Walter Raleigh never bites your tongue. It burns even and cool right down to the bottom of the bowl because it's a perfect blend of selected burleys, carefully cured and aged and precisely crimp cut. And the aroma of Sir Walter Raleigh is always welcome. Try the quality pipe tobacco of America tonight. Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to Raleigh's Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over these same stations. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. Good night, Mummy Doll. And remember, give the servicemen a ride.
Program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.